Good morning. Now I don't know where we are.
Let's work out what I don't know today.
Okay, let's see where we are here.
Good morning. Good
morning. Tefillah le'mayshe, tefillah le'oni. That's the subject we're dealing with. When Moshe Rabbeinu was davening b'yam suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "What are you davening to me for?" So I said, "Mr. Told us, there's a tefillah le'mayshe, le'mayshe he called a Torah, aval ata hayitzrichim bebechinas called tefillah mamash, lo kol shel Torah." About kol shel tefila mamash, what's that? Nira biyu dvar of yeshnei bechinas tefila. Tefila lo Moshe, ki haroimezes al tefila satzadik hamitpalel avur haklal. Moshe's tefila, and we see many examples of that in Chumash, is Moshe Rabbeinu davens, the tzadik davening for the klal. There was one tefila that seems to be a private tefila, no? Yes. Which one was that? Be'eschanon. Be'eschanon. Seems to be a tefillah not for the klal. Okay. Pashtus. Okay. We'll see. Not so posh. All right. Not now. But the rest of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah through all of Chumash or the tzaddik, davening for the klal. Tefillah zukoyche yofi koloda avoida. That's the right tefillah when the avoider that's required is the avoider of am, and everyone's mevatel to the tzaddik. When you need each and every individual to be meiser nefesh as a yochid, not as being mevatel to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a different tefillah, says the Sfas. So what is this tefillah la'oni? Tefillah la'moshe, tefillah we understand. It's a tzaddik davening to an amet mizbatel to the tzaddik. What's tefillah la'oni? Zu tefillah ma'um kedeliba shekol yochid ve'yochid. That's a tefillah that comes from the depths of the heart of every yochid ve'yochid. Hu levod tzarich lezaoik el Hashem. He has to shout to Hashem alone. That's the avoider, that's the bechina, the aspect of what's called Mashiach ben David. Avoider say yechidim. That's the avoider of the yechidim, and that's the bechina oni reichev ala chomor. Oni she'ein lo mishal atzmoi klum, v'kulu zoik el Hashem betvila. An oni means less lemigami klum. He has nothing of his own. He's also completely in control of his physical dimension. He's reichev ala chomor. He's also reichev ala chomor. That means he rules over his chomor. He rules over his physical side. The physical desires and drives don't rule him. He rules them. That's reichev ala chomor. Why would we care? Make any difference to me if Mashiach comes riding on a donkey or a horse or a microscopic amoeba? His mode of transport is. That's not what it's telling. It's telling me he's only reichev ala chomor. That means he has to be someone who's completely in control of his chomri. Oni she'elom shel atzmo, has nothing of his own. V'kulu zok el Hashem b'tfilah. Everyone screaming to Hashem. Tfilah lo oni. Mikach k'shem b'gulus ha'reishis. Ha'is ha'gula b'shnei shlovim. The same way as the first gula. Where was the first gula? Adam Mitzrayim. Was two shlovim. Yetzias Mitzrayim. And afterwards, Kriyas Yamsuf. Kach ti ha'gula achreina b'koyach ha'yachidim. And so too will be the final gula. That has to match that gula exactly. Will be the Geula of the Yechidim.
No, I thought it was and Yechidim.
There were two stages. the stage of the Am and then the stage of the Yechidim. The same year will be the stage of the Am and then the stage of the Yechidim. We're in the stage of the Yechidim. We've passed the stage of Am, as we've proved at length the last few months, and we're in the phase of Yechidim. V'achein ein l'teres koyche shel ha'yochid b'doreinu ike ha'mafuches b'doreinu ha'yaladei yechidim. You can't begin to describe the enormous koyach of the yochid in our generation. The entire, all the hafuches of our generation came via yechidim. Im ze ha'maram Shapiro milublin b'yusoydes ha'daf yoimi. Yesterday was the anniversary of the beginning of Daf Yomi. That was yesterday. That didn't change Klal Yisrael. One person, Yochid, not the tzaddik, the Amuz Mevatel to whatever, an individual got up and induced Daf Yomi. Or a Gaveret Shnira, the Yaseida Shal Reshet Bate Yaakov, Ba'od, Ba'od, Ba'od. A little people got up and changed the world. No? Rav Aaron Kotler once got up at a masifa of Talmud HaChachamim and said, I'm going to mention a person who was the most influential person, as responsible for more growth in Torah and more this, and was the greatest whatever talk of Torah and whatever. And this person never ever learned Torah, never saw that tomorrow in their life. And when I tell you this, you'll all agree with me. No, someone never in Torah. Sarish Nira. Sarish was more responsible for the Kiyum Tadar of Torah than any Rosh Hashim. If it wasn't for her, there wouldn't be one big Torah within the world. Never mind Bas Yisrael. But O Shevo Matzapin, Anu LeMashiach Ben David, Mizgala Kulu Shel HaYochid. Yechidim Mishtoivim Im Bakol HaOilem Mefitzim Eshmoy Shel Hashem Tipin Tipin. Lo Ka'am Ela Kabale Tshuva Amitim HaMizvavsim Es Ha'am Bahasmoda. Drop after drop, people, what we call little people, poshut the yidden, going around the world and being mefasen kiddushem shemaim in the world. The Baal Tshuva movement is made up of yichidim. You don't even see them. You don't even know them. Slowly, 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 they're changing the world. Yudim mikotz ha'olam la'achos shenizgalgulu b'kol kitzvei tevel v'ishtotfu b'devoin leiv b'kol atar b'yois amusas b'yoisa. Jews all over the world, after they've gone to all the different corners of the world and immersed themselves in all the tumors and the shmutz that the world has to offer, titzaflu kitzas elohita elohim hamashuni b'yoisa. They've been involved in the most absurd, obscure, ridiculous of other Zoras. Dafka misham chosnu lechur machtsavosom. Dafka from there they come back. Oh. Adava meire saritis. Be'ikvah zois gamma goyim nasim oidim at le'emes anitzris hakemes b'toris Yisrael. Even today they're goyim in Korea. There's Japanese that come daven at the Kaisel. There's South Koreans, because we don't know what's going on in North Korea, but in South Korea, it's hard to find a home that doesn't have a shas. You know that? They come here because they come to see the yeshivas, because they know chokhmah there, and they know the chokhmah comes from there. You explain that. Slowly, slowly, that's what's happening. Lozo is no chalavin of a nifl. Now we can understand something very amazing. You just have to open your eyes and understand what's going on in the world today. The Baal Tshuva movement was a revolution. In South Africa, you saw it very, very acutely, because Africa is a small place, contained, homogeneous. So you saw how entire country got changed, the Baal Tshuva movement. And it wasn't a big, you know, they didn't come there with this big force. With two yidden got together and started a thing called Osama. I remember when Rav Katz arrived in South Africa, was running about the same time I returned to South Africa. We didn't get a million in Osama. I used to feel bad for Rav Katz. I used to get his mother and my sister. We didn't want anybody there. By the time he left 13 years later, with 1,000 people coming to that shir. It wasn't just one human or somewhere. It was sometimes 6, 7 kids. Not Samach on a Shabbos morning. It wasn't because they came there with a big translation and a big tarampan. All the plants got together and started to kill. I remember as a kid used to go to a function, Jewish function. The Rav sat at the main table with his special kosher food at a wedding. Unheard of. There was one kosher caterer in Johannesburg who, because she was used. Yeah, her son today has a big pamachotim. Today, finally a wedding in South Africa, secular wedding in South Africa today, where they're not a mechitza for the don. You won't find one. Not for the Suda there, they want to have a mechitza, but for the bond, the woman got it. And a secular wedding. I'm exaggerating. And it wasn't done by some novi waving a magic wand. A bunch of youngsters got together and started doing it. Literally. It was started before by one Jew who started that total tank on South Africa or something. I don't know what they did out there. But I'm just, that's the beginning of Mashiach and David. Everything is going to happen to all the days at soft Hayomi. Hashem showed Abraham Avinu, his kids are going to go through four goddesses. Terrible, you such a sheikh, you don't even feel less alive. The Pasuk says, a terrible dark fear gripped you when he saw Amos, Zubabel, Hashem, Zemadai, Gedoyle, Yoban, Nefeles, Alav, Zu, Edo. That's the Pasuk. When Amos, Hashem, Gedoyle, Nefeles, Alav. Simple fact, the Pasuk, he was terrified. Or was he scared? The Midrash says each one of those descriptions, Ema, Chesheche, Gedayla, Mefeles, all of those are the four different goluses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magale Lo, Esashe Yikare Am Imbono Va'achri Sayomi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avram Avinu what was going to happen to his children at the end of days. When I shyly get doily shekvans mischapoy, bog doily rabbisan and shining, heich lo minosa malchus yishma, she malchus get doily batsura ben malchi yoyt. What about Golus Yishmael? Was that not included amongst the malchi yoyt? אז אמר על רשני המצווה אין על השן הזו וזה לשוי נביא יש בני אדם שוי ואיכן רמז מלכוס ישמעו רמז to מלכוס ישמעו because he's a great kingdom, he's a great power in the world ותשוב השי לזו יש מה שלא זו כמלכוס ישמעו כי לא יהיה עכשיו הכוס שוברק המלכוס שקיבלו מלכוס קדישין עליונים שיעור לא שבוטו מלכוס ישראל לא הגיע להם המלכוס. The Malchus of Yishmael doesn't come via the Malchus of Israel. They took their kingship from Klal Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar wore the Achashverosh, wore the Kelim of the Kohen Gadol. They took their koiches from Klal Yisrael. Well, Malchus Yishmael is but the Kufas HaYechidim. Well, Malchus Yishmael, Lor Yairish koichim in Malchus Yisrael. Yishmael didn't inherit his koichas from Malchus Yisrael. There's only one real Malchus in the world. It's Malchus. Well, the Abba Goliath, so to speak, usurped the throne. Yishmael doesn't, because there's no throne to usurp. The Pike of Yishmael Bifnei Atzmoy. Yishmael is his own unique name. No, I gave a whole share once, very, very funny. Maybe you remember it from the early days, years ago. Goes back a long time since we moved there. I gave a whole share on Golis Yishmael. I used to do that all over the world. I gave sharing all over the world on Golis Yishmael. Today, you don't need me. You can just read the newspapers. What we were talking about then, people didn't believe. Now it's happening. Whatever. It wasn't my Torah. It was just I took stuff and I researched and put it together. They'd made a movie about it in America, how Yishmael was taking over America. There's a movie. What's his name? Rochelle Shaw, they did a movie. It was called. They made a whole lot of movies, yeah? Obsession and Uranium and Wayne Copley. They made all the. A bunch of movies about Golis Yishmael. You know, this is one of them, so we edited it to be able to give a share on it. But that's what we spoke about there. This thing called Golis Yishmael that we're up to our eyeballs in. So Yishmael has certain koiches that none of the other Golis has had, because his girl comes from Avram. The Dachaini Oimek Biadim Dvorov Shalam Aral, Kiba Abba Malchis Oimedes Nitzoves Keneged Am Yisrael Am. The four Golises that we went through were against Klal Yisrael as an Am. Am Yisrael Metzeges Malchus Shemayim. Klal Yisrael represents Malchus Shemayim. We connect them by Madalat Umais Lebatel et Malchus Shemayim Ba'olam Amidgalit Al Yedei Yisrael. The Umas Olam came to Mevatel the Malchus Shemayim in the world that's represented and revealed from Klal Yisrael. Roshabad is born of El Mok Shel Mokum, and they came to capture Meshabed the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Ken Malchus Yishmael. He's not coming to fight a war against Klal Yisrael as an Am. He's also not coming to deny Hashem. He has Hashem's name in his name. He believes in God. The koyach that Yishmael has comes because he's a descendant of Avram. And we maintained our unity and we've been able to continue being Am Yisrael, not fragmented with everybody doing what he wants and don't tell me what to do. I've got my Rav and I to do it. You've got your Rav, you do want. It's all free and open. Whatever you believe in, I call the Seder. Yishmael has no koichas over some. Yishmael has koichas over there because there's no Am there. When you're an Am, Yishmael has no koichas. Ha'uma Yishmaelik mitzad atzma teva einu shaychas klal lebechilas malchus. They have no malchus. If you look at Yishmael, it's an interesting golem. Where is his seat of power? Where's his capital city? He doesn't have one. He's everywhere. If you blow up the city, you've got another city. If you kill this sheik or this head leader or this king, there's another one. He's all over. He sees the power in New York, Saudi Arabia. Where exactly? He's not a Malchus. There's none of the features of a Malchus. He doesn't even have his own land. He's a Bedouin. He wanders around the world. Malchus is there's order, there's rulership, there's a hierarchy. Yishmael at Shirish is a peradom, as the Chofetz Chaim already pointed out. It doesn't mean he's a wild human being, it means he's not a human being. Anybody understand a little bit of Hebrew grammar? Para Adam, what comes first in Hebrew, the adjective or the noun? The noun comes first and then adjective. In the English, it's the opposite. In English, it's like he's a beautiful boy. Boy is the noun, beautiful is the adjective. So if you wanted to tell me that Yishmael is a wilder, he's a wild man, you should have said he's an Adam para. First the noun and then the adjective. But you didn't. You put the noun first. So the noun is, he's a peri, he's an animal. He's not human. What's the adjective? He looks like a human. But he's not. The Chofetz Chaim said this. I'm not being Islamophobic or whatever. Don't tell them what I'm saying. He's not a human. He's an animal in human form. No, with human form. Moses Shoper Adam, he bit al kola sedorim v'mahalki. And the pasuk says it's a pero Adam. He was born from Hagar. Yes, koiches of Avram Avinu, and in the end he was chayz of a tumik in himself. But
it's very difficult to drive them. There are three or any rules. Most of the country is a dictator. Otherwise,
nachon. Nachon, fear. That's why when you step back and you try to be nice to them, that's when they eat you alive. That's like an animal. The essence of a para adam is a total nullification of seder, of order, of malchim. The way they function is the opposite of malchus. It's psukim of furushus. Kol hamilchama hamanoiles negdam bar seinu akadoshin of firois seinu. All the wars against that we see in Eretz HaKodesh, we see it all in the rest of the world. We see it. He could say he hid him by the dip. It's gangs, individual gangs. Hamid gnavim beishon lel over kol derech acheres. Poigim mechablim veboichim. Terrorists, they run in, they blow up something, they run away. They caught this terrorist cell in Ramla. How many people was it? Three. They broke this cell over here, four people. No, in Gaza alone, how many different groups and gangs and Hamas is a gang, not more than that. They're not a well-organized nation. They never have been and never will be. But the kufa achrein and nochachein uverinu dovaze butzura acharifa beyosef. We see that today, big time. Kashay kama boidim ibnei Yishmael poitzer says migdala tuumim, but so tabrit. Umaz aisam shela boidim lanu mutelis al kol oilom. A few individuals who blew up the Twin Towers. Russia, North Korea, the Mossad. No! A couple of individuals. A few yichidim here and there. That's what blew up the Twin Towers. And since then, the entire world is in terror, and they're right to be. They don't have a kingship, they don't have order, they don't have police, they don't have nothing. You chop off one head and another one grows. You kill Al-Qaeda and then you get ISIS. You destroy ISIS, you get something else. There's a lot there. I'll tell you something scary now. Watch. I don't know if he'll say it, but I'll say it if he does. The kol muhusa mi sheikhne midvarois proim lelogvulois koicham shel yechidu. The koyach is the koyach of Yechidim. The Dakari Malguzum is Galaboilam Dafka Kesa Sheb Bedoha Achron Beikfis and the Mashiach Shuzman Nibchana Yechidim. Why now does he come to Shmuel? Because Klal Yisrael is a door, is a nation of Yechidim. The Kais Mishael Mafilis, I'm also a lady now that we're going through. You can call it a golos, you can't call it a golos. The Chaim Vital calls it a golos, the Maharal says, for this reason, you can't call it a golos, because for a malchus, he agrees with the Metzias. He just says, you can't call it a golos. Golos needs a malchus. He doesn't have a malchus. The Chaim Vital says, he does have a malchus. Does that have a mission if you call it a golos or not? About the Metzias is the Metzias. We're in golos Yishmael at the moment. Why Dafka now? What's the difference between this golos and all the others? The others came against Klal Yisrael as an am. Today, it's coming against Klal Yisrael as Yechidim. And Yishmael is the cure for that problem. You'll see. Amit negele Yaakov avinu Eisa. Ulum azoyz amit negele Yitzhak avinu a Yishmael. You know, we've only got a few paragraphs, and I don't want to finish it now because there's a lot to do tomorrow on this. So let's stop here. It's late anyway. And now we're finished, so we have to decide what we're doing. What we're doing afterwards. Are you mad?
Okay.
Are you mad? Because I'm not doing Kutuzah Chesed. Everyone.